The man who strangled his elderly roommate to death has been sentenced to life in prison. Alex Hansen, born November 2nd, 1989, will be eligible for parole after 22 years, as he was also given an additional 2 to 5 year sentence for a deadly weapons enhancement. Hansen called 911 on September 18th, 2023, to report that 62-year-old Jeffrey Falkenstein was dead in their home. During the call, Hansen told the dispatcher that, quote, "I got into it with this guy last night," unquote, and that the victim had died. The county dispatcher transferred the call to the sheriff's office, where again Hansen told the operator that the victim was dead in their home. In the second call, the defendant also said that he knew what had happened and that the two had gotten into an argument about the victim's dating life. Detectives learned that the two men had been roommates for the last 6 months and had not gotten along, with the defendant saying that they would bicker and fight often. The morning after the murder, the defendant called his mother and told her, quote, "I think I might have killed somebody," and that, quote, "I freaked out." Hansen's mother pushed him to call the police, which is when law enforcement became involved. Deputy District Attorney Nate McClellan argued for 22 years to life in prison at sentencing, citing that the only person who truly knows what happened that night is the defendant. He chose not to speak to detectives or in the court, and now the family will never know why they lost their son, brother, nephew, uncle, father, and most importantly, grandfather. They will only know that Hansen referred to Falkenstein as if he were a swatted fly and that he had only terrible things to say about him. For that, the defendant deserves the sentence of life in prison. The Honorable Kathleen Sigerson presided and imposed that life sentence.